When I was a boy, I had no idea about many things. I knew a few facts here and there, but I was absolutely sure about very little. I had more questions than answers. I was more curious than certain. Here is a list of the few things I knew. I knew I lived in Petty Harbor, a postcard-perfect traditional fishing community just 20 kilometers or so away from St. John's, the capital city of Newfoundland. I knew I was Catholic and not Protestant like that dubious crowd from the other side of the river. I knew I loved music and the Montreal Canadiens. That's about it. I was certain about very little else. Come to think of it, even these facts were cause for confusion. I knew what town I lived in, but I was not totally sure what country. I thought I lived in a country called Canada, but my grandfather insisted I lived in a country called Newfoundland. I thought Newfoundland was my province, and Mom said that was the truth of it. But then she also said we should never say that out loud when Granda was on the whiskey. I knew we were Petty Harbor folk. We lived around the bay, and as such, we were baymen. I did not live in town, so I was not a townie, which is what most Newfoundlanders call St. John's people. Townies agreed that I was indeed a bayman, but as far as my bayman cousins from more rural Newfoundland were concerned, I may as well have been a townie because I lived so close to the city. Also, most of the Petty Harbor Doyles worked in town, and none of the Doyles were fishermen, as baymen typically are. So this made me wonder if we were actually baymen or townies after all. Confused? So was I. I did know I was Catholic and not Protestant, but I also knew that no matter how closely I looked at those strangers across the river, I couldn't see much difference between us and them. They went to a different school than we did, but they wore the same clothes and did the same jobs and liked the same sports. On rare occasions when I attended the Protestant church for weddings or funerals, their church services didn't seem to be that much different from ours. Why, I wondered, didn't we just make one big church? Or why didn't we go to their church or they come to ours? I was told in no uncertain terms that I was most definitely a Catholic, but I honestly could not figure out why I had to be part of one religion or the other. I knew I belonged to a musical family, and I loved music more than anything, but not just the kind my friends at school liked. My parents and extended family were well-versed in Newfoundland and Irish music, especially the Clancy brothers and beloved singer-songwriters like Johnny Cash, Cat Stevens, and Chris Christopherson. My uncles, who I idolized, played in a rock and roll band. They played live covers of artists like Buddy Holly and Elvis, and Creedence Clearwater Revival, and the Beatles. They had records of heavier bands I loved like Led Zeppelin and Cream. And from a young age, I was surrounded by music of all kinds, but I really had no idea what kind of music I was supposed to like. I knew that hockey was a big deal in Petty Harbor, and just about everybody around me cheered for the Detroit Red Wings. Gordie Howe had made such an impression on his generation that children born into a Red Wings household had no choice but to follow suit. My father was a Wings fan, but in a gesture of true open-mindedness, he did not insist that I follow him down the Gordie path. When I was around 10 years old, the Montreal Canadiens won 4 Stanley Cups in a row, and I fell in love with the Habs. I was the only Canadiens fan in the extended Doyle family, and folks insisted I must be cracked. So I knew in my hockey heart I loved the Habs, but I was made to feel like that was a terrible mistake. Somehow, through all this, I knew I belonged to Petty Harbor. There was never a doubt about it. I was a Petty Harbor dog, born and bred. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was young, I didn't spend a lot of time dwelling on who I was or what I was, whether I was a Canadian Newfoundlander or a Newfoundland Canadian. But there were times when I did feel that even though I knew where I was from, I didn't quite know how I fit in. Here was wee Alan Doyle, son of Tom and Jean, neither townie nor bayman. Not quite a true Catholic, but certainly not a Protestant. A music lover who wasn't sure what music to love most. And all I really wanted to be when I grew up was a rock star or a goalie for the Montreal Canadiens, but I was pretty sure neither of those careers was achievable. So what was I supposed to do? How was I supposed to act? I really had no idea. And that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.